Hello, my name is Gabrielle Pallone, and I will be interviewing my grandfather, Norman Benner. Hi, Pop. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions about bookstores and experiences you have had there. Is that okay?
Well, I think it's okay, but I'm not really sure. I understand why you would want to ask me all these questions, but go right ahead and ask.
Okay. So when was the first time you set foot in a bookstore, and why did you decide to go to a bookstore?
Oh, my God. I'm 70-some-odd years old. I probably got into my first bookstore. Well, my town was kind of small in northwestern Pennsylvania, and we didn't have any bookstores. So quite frankly, until I went to college at Penn State, I never got into any bookstores. And then, of course, I went to our college bookstore, and I can't quite remember what the name of it was. But not only did they supply textbooks, but they also had other things of interest. Does that answer your question?
That does. Thank you. What kept you going back to that bookstore?
I'm sorry?
What kept you going back to that bookstore? Like, why did you keep going back? Or did you only go a couple
times? Well, number one, I had to get my college books. And it was the only bookstore in State College because I went to Penn State University. So I had to get books for my freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and graduate years. So I was actually going back to the bookstore every semester because we had 2 semesters. So that meant that I had to go at least twice a year in to get new books. But in addition to that, I perused the fiction and so on and so forth, and occasionally bought a book because I enjoyed reading other than just learning.
And how often do you go now, even if it's not that Penn State bookstore, but do you go to a different one now?
Well, I graduated back in the early 60s, and obviously once I left State College, I never went back to that bookstore, except when I occasionally went back to a reunion or something, just some kind of a nostalgia basic. But now I probably, when I go to a bookstore, I use Barnes & Noble. That's probably the only one left. I have used others in the past before they went out of business, but Barnes & Noble has been the mainstay of my, let's say, visiting bookstores in the last 20 years.
And where is this bookstore now?
Well, there are two of them. There's one in the mall in Bethlehem. As you know, I live in the Lehigh Valley. And there's another one down on the promenade. And I probably try to go to the promenade because the parking is so much better than the facilities available in the mall. So I tend to go down to the promenade when I want to go into the bookstore.
And before you moved to Lehigh, did you go to a different bookstore?
I'm sorry?
Before you moved, like made your move to Lehigh, did you go to a different bookstore in like Tannersville?
Oh, yeah. I like to frequent used bookstores, all right? And there was one in the Poconos where we lived for close to 30 years. There's one in New Jersey that I frequented before we moved up here, but that was quite a long time ago. I also go to the library quite a bit. I enjoy that because not only can I get them free, which I can't do at Barnes & Noble, however, I do occasionally go there and buy books when I can't get it at the library at my convenience.
And when was the last time you were at like Barnes & Noble? Can you like recount your experience or like what book you got? Or anything interesting happened when you were there?
I was probably there within the last couple of months, and I bought a book called The Patriot by Ted Bell, which is an author that I've enjoyed in the past, and it's his newest book. He probably has written 8 or 10 in the past, so I did buy that book because I wanted to read it sooner than I could get it in the library.
And what began your love for books?
Excuse me?
What began your love for books? Like, did you always like books, like, growing up? Or, like, in college, is that when you started reading a lot?
I started reading at a very early age, before I was even probably in high school. All right. I enjoy going to my high school library and getting books out of there, as well as, I guess that's basically, we had, as I said earlier, we had no bookstores in town, so there was a local library, and not only did I go to the school library, but I also went to the community building library, which was available for the entire town. So I've been reading books since, I would guess I was 6 or 7 years old.
And did you have, like, a favorite author or, like, a favorite book when you were younger? Because I know, like, when I was growing up, mine was, like, Matt Christopher or...
I was big on the Hardy Boys. That was a significant series back probably, I would say, in the late 40s, early 50s. They probably had 20 to 25 books out. And there were a couple of sci-fi authors that I enjoyed. They had series, but quite honestly, I don't recall who the authors were. But I do remember the Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys. And do you have, like, a favorite memory you have, like, from going to a bookstore? Like, did you... I don't know. You got any particular moment that you enjoyed?
Yeah, I met your mother. I'm sorry. Your grandmother in the bookstore, so...
Did you really?
That's probably my favorite memory. And she was also looking at school books. I had recognized her because she had been dating my roommate in my third semester at school. And I went over and said hi. I said, I'm George's roommate. George is my roommate. And I indicated that I had seen her at one of the socials where we had been engaged in. And we struck up a conversation. And after we left the library, I'm sorry, the bookstore, we went up to the local, coffee shop and sat and had a drink of coffee. And from there, I asked her out on a date. So eventually, I wooed her and married her. So I guess you could say my favorite time in the bookstore was Sunday. I met your grandmother.
Oh, that's adorable. I didn't know that story, actually. That was at Penn State?
Yes, it was. We both went to Penn State.
And what is your routine, like, if you have one when you go to, like, a bookstore now? Like, what do you want to accomplish when you get there? Like, anything in particular?
Normally, I go to peruse a particular genre of writing. I enjoy... I no longer am interested in nonfiction, so I'm basically looking at fiction. I don't like romances, but I enjoy historical fiction and adventure and that kind of thing. At this stage in life, I'm reading strictly for the pleasure of reading and entertainment. So I really don't get involved in anything that would be... let's say, too arduous, a reading discipline. So I limit myself to the fiction areas, whether it be convention, science fiction, or whatever.
And when you normally, like, visit the bookstore, do you normally go alone, or do you bring, like, along, like, Nan or, like, a friend or someone?
No, usually I'm alone. I can spend at least... anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour and a half going through various volumes looking for something I'm interested in. I will pull them out, one or two, and go sit down because Barnes & Noble is particularly nice. They have an area where you can peruse what you're looking at and determine whether or not you wish to purchase it. And they have like a coffee shop. You can pick up a cup of coffee and sit down and maybe browse through two or three books you may or may not be interested in. So I can spend up to an hour and up to an hour and a half, perhaps, at a time when I go into the bookstore.
And now that technology is so prevalent, especially with regards to like reading, such as like ebooks and the Kindle, is like your routine still the same? Will you still visit like bookstores as often as you used to, or do you like utilize any of this technology?
Your mother gave me a Kindle, and that was some years ago, and I have downloaded a few books from it, but quite honestly, I find using a Kindle where you're not actually turning pages, but you are, I guess, flicking from page to page by maneuvering a device on the side, is not nearly as satisfying as picking up a 400 or 500 page documentary book where you have to actually turn pages. And so that my use of the Kindle has diminished to a point of almost non-use at this point in time.
And didn't she actually get you a Kindle and you didn't want it at first? And then you, like, afterwards, like a couple years later? You...
I think I got a Kindle. I tried it once or twice and I didn't like it. So I said to her, you know, this really isn't for me. I'm not sure I may have given it to either you or to Garrett or Gavin or maybe even to your mother. I'm not really sure. But at some point in time, later on, I regretted the fact that that I didn't retain it. And I mentioned it, and I think she got me another one.
Yeah. Why did you have, like, a change of heart? Like, why did you all of a sudden, like, want to try the Kindle?
I was... The price of books had gone up significantly. Where I used to be able to get a hard copy book for under $20. Eventually, that got to the point where it got into the high 20s or early 30s in terms of dollars per book. And they were so much cheaper to get on a Kindle, whereas the comparable book that I would pay $30+ for, I could get on the Kindle for under 50. So, being the, as you know, person is grandfather that I am, I chose to go the cheaper route, which is why, of course, I used to use bookstores versus buying an expensive edition at Barnes & Noble.
And do you think future generations will be able to have the same experiences that you did in regards to, like, visiting bookstores? Or do you think that, like, technology will, like, overtake actual bookstores?
I really can't answer that. I look at it as someone who loved books at an early age and loved reading. Love the enjoyment of being entertained by that genre. I'm not so sure that the current generation and future generations have that same love, so that they seem to spend so much time on their toys, electronic toys, that I don't think anyone wants to read that much anymore. So I don't think the future of bookstores like Barnes and Noble have much of a long-term future.
Right, I was going to say, like, my next question was that bookstores continue to struggle. So, like, why did you believe that why do you believe they will always be around, but you don't think they will be around in the future?
I would guess within 20 years they will be similar to buggy whips in the horse and buggy times before the automobile.
The what? Sorry, I couldn't hear
you. I would guess that they will be in demise over the next 20 years. so that they will go the way of buggy whips that they used to have in buggies that were horse-drawn and had been out of existence since the early 1900s, well before your time.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, and you have been very helpful, and it was very interesting, and I learned a lot. Thank you.
Okay.